Well, that's not copies. Externals. Vairanghasa. But the Shakti, the energy is coming from the Supreme. This is here in time. This place is shadow. And that place is sunshine. Both these places are due to the sun. When there is no sun, there is no such distinction. This is shining, sunny, and this is sun. So, this distinction is there. So long we do not know the real source. But if we know the real source, we can understand that this distinction is temporal. Actually, the energy is coming from the Supreme. So, shadow has come from Supreme, and light has also come from Supreme. So there is no distinction, ultimately. Just like earring, golden, manufactured from gold, and the gold which is not manufactured. So this distinction, manufacturer, non-manufacturer, secondary. But really, the earring is also gold. And the lump of gold is also gold. So why should we say that the earring is false? It is also gold. So this, in relationship with the Supreme Source, the matter is level. There is no self distinction. In another place, by Vyasadeva, instructed by Narada, he said, Hiranya Vishwam Bhagavan, Ivetar. This Vishwa, Vyasadeva, is also Bhagavan. But it appears different from him. Just like the shadow appears different from the sunshine. But actually, taking the central point of emanation, it is different manifestation. See, there are so many varieties. One is trunk, one is branch, one is tree, one is leaf, one. So the varieties are there, but the tree is one. The root. But ultimately, there is no variety, only one. Sadvam Khalidam Brahma. But the difference is, the Mahavadis, they abruptly say everything is one. Not everything is one. The trunk is not one with the leaf, but ultimately, because the root is the cause, so there is no difference between the trunk and the leaf. This is Ajahn Chandrilala, brother. Simultaneously one and different. On the whole, everything is the Supreme Personality of God. Māyātakamidam sattvam yagat-kattvam maskāni sarvabhūtāni nāṁ tīrtvavas. Why should we think this world is mithya when it is created by God? Does God create anything false? No. Und es ist der denn bei Gott. When you think that I create some business, some factory, that is my creation. But if somebody else thinks it, it is all his creation, that is mine. The world is created by God. He has got some motive. Then the world's toxic manifestation is utilized for his person, then it is Krishna's. Others it is.
Let me read the seventh canto, the second volume, the first half of that volume. Lord Maharaj is talking about the studying of the three Vedas is external, and it includes knowledge, though, of education and self-realization. But he considers it material because it's external.
Everything is external, is material.
Self-realization is included in that list of education and self-realization.
Yes, self-realization. Simply understanding and knowing this matter is also external because there is chance of fall down. But when you are actually engaged in this self, that is positive platform of self-realization. Different stages of self-realization.
Sometimes I thought that when we explain that our activity is spiritual, what we are doing is spiritual, just like you say, the quality of the tape recorder becomes spiritualized when it's used in Krishna service. In the service, they don't understand that they will, the tape recorder will also break, the tapes will also be burned up sometimes.
No problem. I can go to Krishna. Breaking, where do things go?
So they say that some things are dead.
That's penitent. Where it will go? The Kavan Nani Sultani Jayante, Jasmin Sambhutanti, everything is created from Krishna. Again, he says, just
then they say that we need to play Krishna consciousness, we might as well play rock and roll, if it is going back to Krishna.
And that is mine. This is meant for Krishna service. As far as you do anything else, then it is mine. Maya is also Krishna's law. Maya is also Krishna's law. But under Maya, who suffered, under Krishna in India.
So if we engage everything in Krishna service, then the atmosphere will change.
Yes.
They can know the truth.
That is real atmosphere. Sarupena Bhavati. Mukti means to stay in the original form.
Spirit has form, and therefore the body also has similar form, just as a hand has a form and a glove. A hand has similar form. So how can we understand that the trees have a certain form that is your spirit and the form of the tree?
Yes.
And how do we explain the transmigration of soul?
This outward is the form. What is the difference? Yeah. This stuff.
The question. Since this human body has a human form, you say because this body has a form, the soul also must have form.
Has a certain form because the hand is shaped like that. The material body of the human has that form because the spirit is in that form. And the tree has that form because the spirit is in that form.
The difficulty is that the form is fixed up. That is enough. Because that Krishna appears in so many forms. Everything is Krishna.
So the form in the spiritual sky is not absolute either. You can take different forms from the spiritual sky.
Yes, there are also many forms. But all of them are spirituals. The Vrindavan. There is tea, there is Ramana water, there is land, there is cows, there is stuff. There is rope, gopi, and there are all spirituals. Krishna is from earth. He made many forms, but they are earth. He made pots, he made dolls, he made. But there are arts. Similarly, spiritual world, there are many pots, there are all cities. Very beautiful.
Does that form ever change? That form changes?
Yes. Always?
Krishna is young and then he's older.
Generally, it doesn't matter. One likes the face of pots. Come to that for Sakha Vatsalya Maharaj.
That change is available for anyone to
come
from Santa to
God. That change is not material change. The spiritual bliss is there, either in this form or that.
So that if the spirit Krishna we will enjoy and to admire and we suffer, how can we get over our desire to serve Maya and enjoy suffering from Krishna?
When we, in the material world, when we try to enjoy, we suffer. Is it? In the material world, we suffer. When we try to enjoy, we suffer. and how we get over our desire. And when we serve Krishna, we become happy. But how will we get over our desire to serve Maya?
Question is for
He said, how will we get over the desire to serve Maya, to try to enjoy ourselves in this material world?
That's Krishna.
Sincere that young labhva chaparam labham manyante narikam tataha. One obtaining actual service of Krishna, when one tastes the service of Krishna, then he sees any other gain, he does not consider anything else. Established thus, one departs from the truth, and upon gaining this, he thinks there is no greater gain. So when you actually taste the service of Krishna, then you won't consider anything else to be worthy of your effort. But and when we do think something else to be worthy of our effort, then it means that we're becoming advanced in Krishna consciousness. We're not developed. We should try to develop to that point. This is the test of Krishna consciousness. That he will not want to depart from Krishna consciousness to enjoy himself in material nature. And when one still wants to do that, that means he hasn't advanced to that point of stability in Krishna consciousness. Vrigavrata, he's completely fixed in the service, avastati. Because yatra stitaha na chalati. And when he's situated there, he doesn't depart from that. He doesn't want to go on. We have to reach that point.
So Srila Prabhupada, at this platform we are still desiring to depart from Krishna's service and enjoy, and we have not yet tasted devotional service. What is it that we have tasted that is keeping us temporarily connected to Krishna?
That is the basic intention, is keep yourself connected with Krishna, then you will develop the death. Just like jaundice patient does not taste sugar as sweet, but if he continues to taste sugar candy, then he will have the real taste of sugar candy. Sweet, not bitter. So he has to continue to eat sugar candy continuously, Sravanam Kirtan. Then he has to say.
But the patient must be intelligent to keep, even though he does not want to.
The patient is always rascal, poor. He cannot expect something. He must agree to the physician to get that. That is interesting. He must know that he is diseased. He must follow the instruction of the physician. That much will help. Unless one is rascal, he does not fall sick. As soon as we violate the hygienic principle, he becomes sick. On coming sinful activities on account of ignorance. So therefore, the best advancement of civilization is not to open hospitals, but to give them a lesson, so they may not fall sick and go to hospital. That is the real, but they do not. They keep the mass of people in ignorance. They fall sick and they come to hospital. A number of hospitals increase, they think it is enough. This is their idea. So even the Christian religious persons, they also open hospitals to give leave to the patient. And that is not the problem. The problem is why he should be all sick and come to the hospital. Vipassana is better than cure. One comes to the hospital for cure, but why not take the Vipassana? So that he may not have to come to the hospital for cure. That is Vedic religion. They have different prescribed rules and regulations so that the person may not fall sick. The modern idea is they make them fall sick. He has got hospitalization. And he will cure. As he is cured, again he falls sick. Very well. They have no program for precaution. They have program for cure. But actually, precaution is better than cure. We are taking precaution. So other fools are still there thinking, what is people doing? They have no hospital. So have no this program, that's according to them. Just like our Vivekananda, he prescribes Vedanara and Sava. The same thing, hospital. To kill or animal and the hospital person is given the need for improvement of the health. But he does not know that this is not curing, he is becoming implicated in his karma. He has to be killed again and eaten by the other animals. That he does not. We do not accept form of fall. The result of free directivity, they do not accept. But you have to accept. There is no excuse. If you contaminate some disease, you must suffer from the disease. There is no excuse. So you have for more. You have to enjoy, suffer the result of karma. Karma bandhana. But when you act for Krishna, then you are mukta. If that's a karma, anatya karma. Karma must be there. If you act for Krishna, then it is all right. And if you act for your friends and relations, then there is danger. If you do not take education, if you remain fools and yourself, then you will suffer and create disturbance for other people. Therefore, everyone must be educated, good Christian. It is good for me, good for others. Oh, Gandhi.
Sa nishchayena yoktavyo yogo nirvinna chetasa sankalpa prabhavan kamangs jaktva sarvan ashirkataha manasai vindriya dramam vinyamya samankataha. Translation. One should engage oneself in the practice of yoga with undeviating determination and faith. One should abandon, without exception, all material desires born of false ego, and thus control all the senses on all sides by the mind. Purport. The yoga practitioner should be determined and should patiently prosecute the practice without deviation. One should be sure of success at the end and pursue this course with great perseverance, not becoming discouraged if there is any delay in the attainment of success. Success is sure for the rigid practitioner. Regarding bhakti yoga, Rupa Goswami says, Utsaha nishchayat dairyat tat karma pravartanat sangatyagat sato vritte shadvir bhakti prasidhyati. Quote, the process of bhakti yoga can be executed successfully with full-hearted enthusiasm, perseverance and determination by following the prescribed duties in the association of devotees and by engaging completely in activities of goodness. Unquote. As for determination, one should follow the example of the sparrow who locked her eggs in the waves of the ocean. A sparrow laid her eggs on the shore of the ocean, but the big ocean carried away the eggs on its waves. The sparrow became very upset and asked the ocean to return her eggs. The ocean did not even consider her appeal, so the sparrow decided to dry up the ocean. She began to pick out the water in her small beak, and everyone laughed at her for her impossible determination. The news of her activity spread, and at last Garuda, the gigantic bird carrier of Lord Vishnu, heard it. He became compassionate toward his small sister bird, and so he came to see the sparrow. Garuda was very pleased by the determination of the small sparrow, and he promised to help. Thus Garuda at once asked the ocean to return her eggs, lest he himself take up the work of the sparrow. The ocean was frightened at this and returned the eggs. Thus the sparrow became happy by the grace of Garuda. Similarly, the practice of yoga, especially bhakti yoga in Krishna consciousness, may appear to be a very difficult job, but if anyone follows the principles with great determination, the Lord will surely help, for God helps those who help themselves.
No, what?
So is there ever, for someone whose determination wavers in slackens here and there, is there ever a point where the neophyte devotee is in danger of just forgetting everything and tumbling completely back?
Everyone is neophyte. He should practice determining that. If he cannot practice, then why should he enter into this associate? Let him remain there. One who has entered with the determination that I must practice. So if he cannot practice, then why this next one? But I belong to Krishna consciousness, no man. I am initiated. Why is it such? You must practice. It determines that by practicing I will be successful. That is one. He has no determination. Why should he make it so? Dhirabhata. Bhajan Sevam Dhirabhata. Dhirabhata. That is what. Determine. When one is determined, his success is sure. It is not determined, success or failure.
Can one develop determination gradually?
Very gradually. When you promise before your spiritual master, there are no illicit sex, no gambling, no mistreating, why should you call them? If there are no deep determination, why should you promise? In presence of the deity, fire, spiritual master, Buddha, why do you make this trust? If you have no determination. If you want to make it a fast, that depends on you. But you should not.
When you make that promise,
Yes, you should not fall down. That is determinism. That is gentleness determinism. But I have given my promise. How should I fall down? But that is determinism. I must respect the promise. That is called the Rabbah. So he is successful. Where is the difficulty? There is no difficulty. But if you want to see it very well. If we have no determination, we should not set up this one. Therefore, chance is given that stay with us for 6 months or 1 year. Be determined. Then be initiated. If you are not determined, what is the use of false initiative?
Sometimes it's weakness.
Weakness, yes, to rectify it. Why give any importance to weakness? Weakness is weakness, rectify it.
Promises the minimum determination. His promise of calling for a regular defenseless chanting 16 hours a day, that is minimum determination. Then from there, it must increase.
Initiation means minimum. Just beginning. That is the dictionary meaning, initiation. And the Chaitanya Chaitanya is very robust. Sadhya, Sabde, Vishwa, Sudhya, Nishwa, Krishna, Bhakti, Kaide, Sarva, Karma, Sutaha. Explain. You understand? Sadhya, Sabde, Vishwa, Sudhya, Nishwa, Krishna, Bhakti, Kaide, Sarva, Karma, people of heart.
The word Shraddha means faith. So by the word faith, you need a firm determination or conviction. Shraddha, Shraddha, Vishvas, Sudhidha, Nishchoy. Vishvasa means faith, which is Sudhidha, very Sudhidha, very means firm, and Sudhidha means very firmly. Nishchoy is used here also. So Nishchayena, Yoktavya. The yoga is to be engaged in, applied with firm
faith. Faith. Nishchay means conviction.
Conviction. Krishna.
Bhakti Koyle.
Krishna Bhakti Koyle, Savak Krita Karma.
Karma Karma Krita Heart.
Karma Karma Krita Heart. And if one engages, if one performs service to Krishna, then everything else becomes accomplished.
Yeah.
Everything else becomes accomplished. If one renders service to Krishna, then automatically everything else, one has no obligations to the material.
Otherwise, by Krishna, we say, Saradharman Purishtajam Amekam Saranamur. Because by that action, everything will be done. Krishna says, Saradharman Purishtajam Amekam. That is means, he's cheating. There are so many other occupations. Say, Deva Dharma, Samaja Dharma, Brahman Dharma, Kshatriya Dharma, Medical Dharma, Vaishya Dharma. You can kind of accept so many. Dharma means occupation at least. But if you take only one occupational duty to serve Krishna, all things will improve. Mami Kansaranam, this is important. So, to accept this principle means firm determination, firm conviction. Yes, if I serve Krishna, then all my other duties will be automatically done. This is firm conviction. By one stroke, I have killed so many birds.
Anarthanirvati.
Hmm? Because
some
of the buds
in
that tree, then anarthanirvati. Hmm.
And all the unwanted
things. That's the beginning is Krishna Bhakti Koyle, Sarva Parma Pisa. Bhakti, beginning, is Adu Sadhya, Adu Sadhya, Sadhya. Ajanakriya, Anasana. The material world means simply creating unnecessary duties. Simply. Anasana. Any material activities you take and analyze, it is simply useless. Therefore, they are called anastha. Anastha nirvishya. Just take for example, we say, no meat eating. So what is the difficulty there? I've seen in the airplane, they eat meat, a little piece, not a lot. But because everyone is eating little, it requires huge number of swatas. But if one decides, I have got so many people have to eat. So why shall I eat little eat already? Let me follow. Immediately he said some so many simple. But it's not that he'll die. If he does not eat a little piece of meat, he'll die. He'll not die. We are not dying. We don't care. Similarly, everyone, without his within minutes. He can live very nicely. The four principles, there's no difficulty. But on these four principles, the whole world is merged into sinful activity. That is all about unnecessary. That is material simply. Unnecessarily creating stuff. There is no necessity. But on account of ignorance, foolish association, sinful life, more and more going on. Andhāda kāmbhīdu puniya mana. And the leader is encouraging, yes, pursue this. Enjoy life. What is this enjoyment? If anyone sees slaughter house, will he enjoy? And this is a slaughter house. Is it enjoyment? But he says to him that this is all about unnecessary, without any meaning. Mad, that's like a madman, without any meaning. A monkey, without any meaning. This is all about unnecessarily creating disturbance. May I no more interested in unnecessary things. This is sex. One side, they are encouraging contraceptive method. So why not start illicit sex? Then automatically there is contraceptive method. So one side, they encourage contraceptive unlimited, unrestricted sex. This is their civilization. Why not teaching not to practice illicit sex? Then everything is done automatically. There's no need of contraception. If one is trained up to indulge in sex only for negating nice children, then there's already contraception. There's no necessary or unnecessary producing cats and dogs, children. So that gives training, determination. The Shastra says, you should not become a father if you cannot train up your children to save him from death. Who is the father? Who is training? To save him from the cycle of birth and death means to make him Krishna conscious. So if you are not yourself Krishna conscious, how you can train up your children to become Krishna conscious? This is determination. But if I cannot train my children to become Krishna conscious, and that's avoid the botheration of birth and death. I shall not have sex. That they tell me that. They save so many souls. But that can be done by practice, by engaging the mind in Krishna or the process. The more you advance into Krishna consciousness, you lose interest in the sexual. In Vaikuntha there is no sexual. Because the sex pleasure is not the foremost pleasure in the Vaikuntha world. The sex pleasure is foremost here in this material. We have got so much transcendental spiritual pleasure, this sex pleasure, they're astonished, is that pleasure? That stage is possible. Then there are so many brahmacharis. So everything depends on practice. Abhyasa yoga yukena. That requires detention. Where did he go? To take what?
He passed.
Huh? He passed. There is water? Well, no.
There are bells, there are few filling them below.
Oh. Why not well? Have a big well?
They're getting water also, Shukala, from this well. Your well is also going to that side.
Yes. And the several wells in our all place. That is nice. It's very expensive.
It's expensive.
It is more expensive than carrying water and consuming petrol. That is laziness. Once you have a well, then you save some of it. Travel. Get one well in each our house. It is, yes, very deep, eh?
Yes.
To get well. Tea well?
Yes.
Not tea well.
Tea well. Yes.
But there are so many creeks.
We have what is called spring hops. The spring, pure spring water is caught in
fit. Where it is?
At the other farm we have, as well as two wells.
Water must be. You can store the snow. Yes. Dig this hole and collect the snow and put it here and cover it with it. Is it that?
We have so much water, though, right? Running off the hill, we can make lakes. We have three lakes now.
Well, I think so.
We saw the Radhakund in the film. Thank you.
بسه و لاما پا نویسید یارت هستم تو سامونی بعد حریف بسه بال تحصیل چی پرید بمس داخ افتادو غریجی سارو he was in France. The man is diseased. He's thinking, and I shall be cured. I shall eat, go to this hotel. I shall eat like this one. First of all, cure. Then talk of it in this and that. Sarup, when you are cured, that is Sarup. So long as you are not cured, what is the use of talking? Sarup. That business is curious. Anathani is it. That is anathani. Then Sarup is done. But in the Balajis, in Vrindavan, you have said, Siddha Pranali.
Siddha Pranali, Siddha Jaya.
They are smoking and having illicit sex with one dozen of women, Swarup, Rastas. This is called Sahaja, Rastas. Condemned. When you Swarup, don't talk unnecessarily. First of all, come to Sarup, then talk of Sarup.
So our motivation should be to get through some birth information now.
That is already explained. But you must be determined how to execute devotional service. Without determining devotional service, how you can attain that position? So the use of talking, utopian. That business is anathana vichy. Sadhu-sudhya, tato sadhu-sangha, tato bhajana-kriya, tato anathana vichy. The adaptist means that he have got full faith that Krishna consciousness will save me. Then, to live with devotees who are similarly determined. Then, to execute devotional service, then anathana vichy. He will free from us. These are the stages. Then, to anathana vichy, you have to struggle very hard to determine. And then automatically everything will come. Tato nishtha, tato ruti, tata sakti, tato ava. But before Sarup, again, anathana vichy, don't expect all this.
Nai, Shema, Rupa, Ramesh, Budhya, Jiti, Grihi, Taya, Atma, Sangstam, Manah, Kritva, Nachin, Sveta, Pichin, Tayet.
In practice.
Translation. Gradually, step by step, with full conviction, one should become situated in trance by means of intelligence, and thus the mind should be fixed on the self alone and should think of nothing else. Purport. By proper conviction and intelligence, one should gradually cease sense activities. This is called pratyahara. The mind, being controlled by conviction, meditation, and cessation of the senses, should be situated in trance or samadhi. At that time, there is no longer any danger of becoming engaged in the material conception of life. In other words, although one is involved with matter, as long as the material body exists, one should not think about sense gratification. One should think of no pleasure aside from the pleasure of the Supreme Self. This state is easily attained by directly practicing Krishna consciousness.
Before you said the patient has no intelligence.
That's what he requests in some master guidance. Because he's that sick. But all the rules are perfect in the same form. If you want to be cured independently, what is the use of calling a physician, consulting a physician? Do it our cows are left now. I don't find cows.
They are Govindaji temple. They are the Govindaji, they are the main form, the Hilavan, out of Vrindavan temple. And some at Vrindavan. In Vrindavan they are kept free to roam around. But at our farm in Hilavan they have to do that.
Last time I saw some cows here.
Yes.
They're still there.
This pasture is due now, is it not? For a while.
Hmm?
This pasture is due for a while. I must go back. Stay on another pasture.
Oh.
Today we had 3 calves born. All female calves.
The difficulty is that we cannot understand, we cannot feel what pleases Krishna now, yet we can feel what pleases us, and that is the difficulty.
We have no feeling that everyone knows. That's why you have to carry out the order of Sri Sharma. That's all.
These Krishna with all of our spirit activities that automatically bring first pleasure to yourself?
You cannot please Krishna directly. It is your spiritual master, Krishna spirit. If you want to please directly Krishna, that is not possible. There is one cup. You cannot please.
Worded by the words of the spiritual master, our mind becomes conclusive.
Don't come out. Don't you sing, really? Arna Kuryon. Don't manufacture ideas. Very dangerous. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu teaches by his example. Guru More Murkha Dekhi Kari Yatha. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Purakhanda Saraswati, that my spiritual master saw me like a fool number one. So he has chastised me. So don't try to lead the Vedanta. Chant Hare Krishna. Chant it. Yes, he has come to this camp. This sound is purposefully created. Just to show that he has a motorcycle. A very good platform.
He has given us trouble some.
Huh?
He has given us trouble some.
Demons.
And your palace is on the other side, they won't and we will have walls.
No. Don't like us.
Yeah, it's doing better than before, but still, yeah. Somewhere in this.
Very well. This party lady. Even if Father will give trouble for Lagoana. What to speak about us? The one Father is giving trouble to Vaishnava's son. And not grown-up's son, 5 years old, he knows him. But he's giving trouble.
When you had sickness, the state police became very interested in us. And today a state policeman stopped me and asked if you were here. So he is paying, seems to be paying special attention to our here now. It's very interesting.
I want to know if they can appreciate us because you are a real character.
All the state priests, they purchased Bhagavad Gita.
Huh?
All the state priests, they purchased Bhagavad Gita.
Oh.